At Vocalo, we've always known what Chicago sounds like. Now we want to hear from you. Every Friday night on WBEZ, the Vocalo Hotline features song requests and dedications from listeners, plus artist interviews, turning Chicago into a living mixtape. Listen in every Friday night at 8 on 91.5 WBEZ Chicago and Vocalo.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A coalition of Chicago alderpersons say they plan to reject the proposed sale of the city's parking meters to an investment firm based in New York. At least 22 Chicago City Council members are pushing to block this transfer. In a letter, they accuse Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration of withholding critical information and secretly agreeing to a deadline of June 30th. In a statement, Johnson maintains that date is not a deadline for action, but when the city must report on the council's progress. Queer elders in Chicago say it is important to bridge the gap between the generations as the Trump administration rolls back protections for LGBTQ plus Americans. Karen Morris is co-founder of the LGBTQ plus Intergenerational Dialogue Project. This is an attempt to bring queer Chicagoans of different ages together for discussion and community. Morris says there is little to no contact between younger people in their 20s and 30s and people in their 60s or older. And Morris tells our In the Loop program, the disconnect can have consequences.
None of our students realized that queer elders over 50 existed. Mm. Like, they thought they were all dead because they didn't see them and that they didn't think they themselves would live past 40.
Morris is moderating a panel of elders sharing their perspectives this week on Chicago's queer history at Dorothy Bar in the Westtown neighborhood. President Trump's immigration enforcement efforts are causing trouble for FIFA World Cup teams and officials. The Sun-Times reports U.S. Customs and Border Protection on Friday denied entry to an Iraqi national soccer team photographer at O'Hare. Meantime, the Iranian national team is training in Mexico after facing a slew of visa denials, and Trump is banning that team from being in the U.S. overnight. Iraq plays Venezuela tonight in a training match in suburban Bridgeview. And the Chicago Wolves have clinched a spot in the Calder Cup final. My colleague Noah Jennings reports while the Blackhawks have struggled for a few years now, the minor league hockey team that plays in Rosemont is thriving. The Wolves punched their ticket to the championship round after taking down the Colorado Eagles last night in Game 7 of the Western Conference Final. It's the Wolves' first trip back to the final since winning the Calder Cup in 2022. The Wolves now face the Eastern Conference champion Toronto Marlies, and the Wolves have home ice advantage in this best of seven series. Allstate Arena will be host to games 1 and 2 and then games 6 and 7 if necessary. Game 1, it's Friday night. The puck drops at 7. You're listening to The Rundown. When you go to an art museum, the seating is not typically top of mind, especially when you're surrounded by masterpieces. But in the Obama Presidential Center Museum, the exhibit benches themselves are works of art. Renowned Chicago designer Norman Teague was commissioned to create these benches. They draw inspiration from his roots on Chicago's South Side. My colleague, producer Marie Mendoza, takes us inside his studio in the West Humboldt Park neighborhood.
From afar, the bench looks like a sculpture that was hand-carved from one huge block of wood. Its silhouette is curvy and continuous. Each part seamlessly joins the next. It's the size of an average love seat.
Yeah, that's the first one we made. You know, we learned a lot from it.
There are 8 other benches that will be scattered around the museum. Nothing is coincidental, down to his choice of walnut as the wood.
I've found it to be my favorite wood, where you can actually find a series of browns and beiges, the various shades of blacks, shall we say. Shades of my neighborhood, my community.
Teague was shaped by Chicago. He's bounced around different neighborhoods on the South Side. As a kid in back of the yards, he remembers the sense of ownership he felt over the city. He treated the local park like it was his backyard.
As a child, I fished in that lagoon like it was mine. You know, I would come home with buckets of fishes.
He's 60 years old now, still a Chicagoan, and a respected designer who's forged his own unique path forward in the field. But it took him a second to get here. He started in architecture.
Yeah, you could work on a building for 2 years and maybe it's built 3 years later. And I needed something more gratifying and something that was mine.
It wasn't until Teague found object making where it all clicked for him. The thing he was meant to do, create something tangible with his hands.
I found like, okay, this is it. This is the thing that makes all of those lines that I've been drawing make sense because I can actually make them now.
As his career grew, he rarely saw people who looked like him. There were black makers he admired, but not many. For a long time, design has centered white Western perspectives. Teague wanted to create work that centered black people instead.
My main purpose was just like to fill a void, to make a positive space within history of someone who makes things.
So he started to experiment with using design to tell stories and mimic habits that actually related to him as a black man and as a Chicagoan.
This essence of Chicago, this jazz, the protesting, Black Lives Matters. Particularly when I was in school, there was a lot of death. And so I was making from a place of hurt and trying to like heal through this. I learned to use this making as a way to further tell stories that I didn't see inside of quote unquote canon of design.
Teague's furniture draws inspiration from the relaxed ways people in his neighborhood occupy space, leaning on walls or resting on cars. He turns those everyday postures into furniture that feels familiar, because they're inherently shaped by the community. The Obama Center benches are the latest products of this approach and practice that he's mastered. But Teague isn't so precious about them. He actually looks forward to seeing how the public will take ownership of them.
Now, these benches will take a beating. Maybe in 5 years, myself and some community members might come in and do some interesting shaping and gouging. But I think it leaves that opportunity for this new life to grow into it. I think more than anything, I just want to see it utilized, you know. That's when it really comes alive.
Marie Mendoza, WBEZ News.
Weather, hot and humid today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Tonight, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low near 70. And Wednesday, breezy, hot and humid, high in the low 90s, but the heat index near 100. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.